We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. Fourth and final quarter of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and the Keystone Sports app. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle here, rounding out this edition of the show, coming to you once again from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. These are Greg's best bets of the weekend.
No Rutgers this week.
No Rutgers ever again.
They are on the no bet list along with Purdue.
Okay.
And Maryland.
And
a couple others.
And who else? Greg's five best bets in college football. We're going to include Penn State in this crowd each week. We gave our predictions earlier. Greg revised his about a baker's dozen times. Now we'll see if this...
That's right.
Just kidding. He revised it once. Penn State, a three-point favorite on the road as of right now, going to Iowa this weekend. So let's just start with that matchup, and we'll get into the other matchups then too. We've given kind of our breakdown here, but you know, the bottom line being Brent Pry and Penn State's defense seem to have Nate Stanley's number. Conclusion number two, it doesn't seem to be that hard to have Nate Stanley's number.
No.
Number three, I'm not sure where the Iowa offense comes from. Number four, Penn State's offense, the goal here to start fast, find some vulnerabilities in that Iowa defense. It's a strong defense that hasn't really been tested at all yet. 10-3, they lost on the road to Michigan in a real tickle fight of a game. So for Penn State, you know, to me, the offense is key here. Are you going to come out on the road? Are you going to be sure of yourself? Are you going to be able to kind of move the chains and create some big plays? If you're able to do that, and especially if you're able to start fast, this 3-point spread just doesn't look like much to me.
No, I agree. So last week, I liked the Iowa teased with the under in the Michigan game, so plus 10 in the 53. Obviously, the total was never in doubt. Iowa staying within, you know, 10 was a little bit dicey at times. Thank you, Shea Patterson and Josh Gattis, for being not at your best. This week, I love so 31-12, Penn State was my revised pick. So that would have me under the total by 1 point. Obviously, Penn State covering easily. I don't like teasing over zero, so I wouldn't move Penn State from minus three or plus four, depending on if you're a 6 or 7 point tease. But I would look for somewhere to, I just think Penn State wins this game comfortably. I'd be okay with a money line bet on them. I'd be okay with a spread bet on them. Could it be a field goal game? Could they win in a walk-off fashion like 2 years ago? Perhaps. But I just think this team's a little bit different place than that one was. And I think this Iowa team's in a different place than that team was. And I don't trust Nate Stanley. So to me, the Penn State minus three is a good wager this week.
To me, it kind of comes down to if Nate Stanley is not going to prove himself capable of winning this game with his arm, who do you have to be afraid of on the Iowa offense?
Right.
Who do you circle as the guy that you got to stop? Now they're mixing and matching their running backs. They're using three guys, and you know there is a possibility that they may be able to get those guys out on the perimeter or what have you. But I think the Penn State defense's approach is to have bodies pretty close to the line of scrimmage. Like what they did against Maryland was there was just always somebody. They weren't really respecting the deep passing
right.
game, because I don't think there was any need to. They were going to allow their corners, who they trust completely, to run down the field if they needed to run down the field. Otherwise, they were going to concentrate bodies in the first 10 or 12 yards of scrimmage. And that approach, I would think we could see some kind of version of that where they're sending pressure and they're, you know, taking away the run game and the short passing game.
Yeah. I mean, again, I think the easiest way for Penn State to win this game is to force Nate Stanley to be the one to do it. And I just don't think he's going to be capable of the kind of effort that he will need to have to win this game. And further, I think Sean Clifford's capable of leading this offense to another quick scoring barrage. And if they can do that, they'll be in even better shape. But, you know, it was Wadley, and then there was a running back before him whose name escapes me at the moment. But, you know, this group now, I mean, Mekhi Sargent doesn't worry, a Torin Young doesn't worry, a Tyler Goodson doesn't worry. So I don't know if they can't run, which it does. I mean, their top rusher right now, Dustin, has 311 yards. You want to talk about a mess of a backfield. They have 5 guys with at least 5 carries this year. 3 of them now have been sort of the ones that make separate themselves, but none of them have done anything impressive. So we'll see. But this just isn't the same kind of Iowa team that I think you worried about like you did in the past.
It's fair. The threat is that Iowa can make a game muddy against just about anybody.
Again, it goes back to, I think that if you're Penn State, you have to ensure that they don't do that, or at least not before you put up enough points to make it irrelevant.
And here's what I would say. The last two games, you can take exception to the way Penn State's offense ran in like the second and third quarters against Purdue. But they came out with some slick play design. And they came out and executed really, really cleanly in two very different environments. A noon kickoff against a team that everybody knew they were going to beat in Purdue. A road environment on a Friday night with energy working against you. And they came out and executed really crisp and clean in those games. Iowa's defense brings something different to the table. I picked 26-17. I do believe Penn State's going to cover this game. The over-under will be the more interesting bet. All right. That's the Keystone Kickoff Show, fourth and final quarter here, Greg's best bets. We're looking at, you know, wagers around college football that make some sense in the mind of our own Greg Pickle here, which that's a place you just don't want to go, by the way. He's sharing the good things right now. So you don't want to go down the dark paths. Sports wagering, you know, across the country is becoming more and more and more mainstream, legalized in a lot of places, widely accepted now. And it's just an interesting way to look at these games. Another game, we got 4 more to try to cover quick. Appalachian State.
Sun Belt Fun Belt Wednesday nights, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Welcome
App State +3 at Louisiana. App State's 4-0 now. They had a win over North Carolina a couple weeks ago. They got the #5 scoring offense in the country. Louisiana, their only loss was a pretty competitive game to Mississippi State. This should be a fun matchup.
It is. The Wednesday Fun Belt games are one of the best parts of October. And I think that maybe I'm a little bit biased towards App State because of what I saw them do against Penn State last year. But, you know, Louisiana Lafayette is not a bad football team, but I just thought this spread didn't think it made any sense at all. So I'd see App State winning this game, even though it is on the road by at least a touchdown. So anything you're giving me under that, I will take. And they are giving us quite a bit, as it turns out.
These are two pretty good Sun Belt teams, though, and I would expect to see some points in this matchup. Greg likes the team getting the points, App State getting 3. How about Illinois? Are you really like, so no Rutgers, no Maryland, and no Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
No, those are on the no bet list, but Illinois is not on the no bet list.
Well,
I guess
the latest Big Ten team to throw there, and maybe it's Illinois.
There's a fast track to getting on the no bet list, and Illinois is on that fast track, maybe. I'm guessing the idea, Illinois getting 19 points at home, is that Michigan's got to score points to cover the spread.
Well, not only that, but they just, you know, get over the hump and beat Iowa. They have a look ahead to going to Penn State next week for the whiteout, 7:30, not noon. Just make that clear. So I just think that it's a very tough spot. It's a sandwich game. You know, you have a top 25 game at home. You have a top 25 game on the road. And then you have this cruddy game against Big Ten West crossover game against Illinois that you just want to go to, much like Penn State Purdue. You just want to go to this game, Dustin, get a win, and get out of there healthy and unscathed. You don't want to put anything new on film that Penn State can use the game plan against you. So I think Illinois just does just enough to hang around. I can see this game being 24-7, something like that, and that'll be enough for me to cover. So
yeah, I mean, this Michigan offense, I mean, do you really expect a big breakout anytime soon? I mean, I get it. And it's anytime you're betting on Illinois, that's a dangerous thing. But this Michigan team, boy, betting against them scoring points, I think is the right place to be. Wisconsin, 10-point favorites at home against Michigan State. What we have here, Greg, is that Wisconsin is what Michigan State aspires to be.
Yeah.
You know, they're a team, they play just really sound defense, #1 in a lot of categories in the country as far as that goes. Granted, not a real heavy hitter of a schedule. Also #1 time of possession. You know, 10 points at home against Michigan State, boy, that it doesn't feel like a lot of points as we sit here right now.
No, it doesn't. And maybe, again, this is one of those ones where I take out my feelings about how a situation went over the weekend with Michigan State, and I mean, Ohio State gave them every opportunity to come in the back door, and they were not able to do it. So the one thing it just looks like with Michigan State is they're so unimaginative on offense that I just don't know how. I know that Ohio State's defense is very good. I know the offense is explosive. I get all that. But, I mean, Jonathan Taylor is a one-man wrecking crew, and he just runs over you, and he basically just beats your will down until you don't want to play anymore. And I just think this is a brutal spot for Michigan State to, you know, after getting blown out at Ohio State, now they have to go play Wisconsin, and I just think it's a letdown spot. This is a game Wisconsin can probably win by 17, but definitely at least 11.
Yeah, it's, you know, betting against Michigan State getting points is a tricky place to be. But just in terms of how these teams match up and what they're both trying to accomplish, Wisconsin's just a better version of Michigan State really across the board. And they get the advantage of playing this game at home. And you know, I like that part of it, too. Last one we'll cover here. And by the way, I think I'm on board with Wisconsin getting 10. I'm not putting money on, I really prefer to not put money on either Michigan or Illinois, but I really don't want to bet money on Illinois. I would pick Michigan as a default to cover in that game. But if I were choosing, I would just stay away from that game completely. I don't want a piece of either one of those teams. I would take Louisiana to cover, and I'd take Penn State to cover just to get on the record. Last week, you did a lot better than I did, though, so take it with a grain of salt. Last one here, Houston getting 5.5 points at home against Cincinnati. Interesting, Houston played 4 out of their first 5 games on the road. 3 of their losses, Oklahoma, Washington State, and Tulane, all on the road. They had that whole big thing with Derek King opting to transfer.
Right.
You like them as a home dog. Cincinnati's got a little momentum. Other than that 42-0 loss to Ohio State, Cincinnati's actually played pretty well.
Yeah, so this is, again, just one of those spots where Cincinnati comes off of a big win over UCF, a program. You know, they are very much in the Group of Five conversation for the New Year's Six Bowl, along with Boise State now. So that's a program-defining win, and I think it can be hard to get up for a game, especially against a Houston team that it doesn't have the same firepower it did before. So give me the points. I think Houston can keep it within a field goal.
All right, I'm going the opposite of you in this one, too. Fine. Cincinnati. You know, me going the opposite of you did not work out all that great last week. There's a reason
you didn't have Rutgers. So.
I never will have Rutgers.
I'll either anymore.
I think I like Cincinnati at home as a favorite there. That's Greg's best bets. There's a reason it's Greg's best bets and not mine. So stay tuned. We'll update that next week. In the meantime, be sure to check us out on the Keystone Sports app and at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.